on the line with us, the voice of Dallas, Kevin Turner. Hi, KT.
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
Wow, wow. I guess you could probably figure out there's a little angst in the city of Philadelphia this morning, Kev.
You got a ring. Chill out. You'll be fine. Who cares?
Oh, yeah, that's what we're good at, KT. Chilling out.
No, Kev, it's funny you would say that because we thought we would be that way, but it turned out we aren't. We're greedy. We wanted more. Didn't happen. What is being said today in Dallas about that win for you guys, Kevin?
I mean, everyone here is so unreasonable that they want to cut the quarterback and head coach's head off, even though they've won 5 in a row.
Really?
So, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
What's the problem?
Because you know what the problem is we're really greedy down here. And we need to start being more reasonable as an entire fan base. But I still get that more than anything in my timeline is, well, we're never going to win a playoff game if Garrett's the head coach and Dak's not the future. You can't extend Dak and all that stuff. And I'm like, guys, we're 8-5. We were 3-5 like we were 3-5 like a month ago. Like, we need to all chill out and enjoy first place while we have it, especially in this division where no one wins back-to-back years. We alternate in this division. It's the most bipolar division in football.
Hey, Kevin, what are they saying about Garrett? I thought he out-coached Peterson yesterday.
Oh, I think he did. I also think he got really lucky. That 4th-and-1 in overtime really is something that I just don't think you do when 4/5 of your starting offensive line is not playing. I thought that was a really ballsy move by Garrett, which he only did because we were killing him for not doing stuff like that a month ago.
Wow.
But you know what? I got to say this from afar, and I know you guys won a ring with him and things worked out last year. I kind of thought Doug Peterson's a little overrated going forward. And maybe I've just heard way too many crazy stories of him going out and partying with Brett Favre back in the day. So maybe I'm insane. But, you know, Garrett's been here for so long, guys. You guys are still new to Dougie Boy. You know, here, Garrett's been here for so long, and his press conferences are so boring, everyone's just tired of it.
Yep.
And honestly, there are some good things about Garrett, and in-game management is not one of them. But some good things about Garrett is the team has never quit on him. And I think that's an interesting thing to say about a guy who's been there for a long, long, long time, that for some reason the Cowboys never quit on Jason Garrett.
What are they, Kevin? What are they saying about Dak? That they're ripping Dak today after 576 net yards? Really? 576 hundred? I mean, wow.
Yeah, they really are. And look, Dak had some 2 interceptions that really let you guys get back in the game.
Right.
And Dak is a fumbling problem. He fumbles all the time. But I'm telling you, 4th quarter comes on and he is magic. It's a weird, weird thing. And you know what? Everyone in the world down here, or a lot of people in the world down here, and I'm actually not one of them, and you guys, I've been on your show a lot, and I think you guys know I'm pretty reasonable and fair.
Yep.
But everyone usually just compares Dak to Romo at all times.
Ah.
And it's a really unfair thing to do because, you know, Romo got 3 years to sit and learn. Dak got thrown into the fire when Romo broke his back. Like, there's a lot of things that happened that Dak didn't, that Romo got to do that Dak did not get to do. So Dak's going to make those mistakes. And I think everyone needs to, you know, like understand that around here. But he's got something. I don't know what it is. And it sounds generic. But 4th quarter overtime, when it comes to game winning drives and all that stuff, he's got it. You know, I was looking at some stats. And by the way, I think you're a redheaded Andy Samberg looking quarterback. I think he's better than Dak. But you start looking at those 4th quarter and game-winning drive stats, and you go, wow, that's the edge Dak has over Wentz.
Very much.
It's that thing.
Very, very much, KT. Hey, I want to ask you, in Dallas right now, 5-game winning streak, great move to get Cooper, obviously. Are they talking at all about winning it all this season?
No one thinks it can happen.
No, okay, good. Because we don't either in Philadelphia. We don't want it to happen.
You know, of course. But you know what I kind of equate it to?
Yeah.
I equate it to last year when I was going, ha, Nick Foles? Yeah, right. You know? Like, it's the same thing.
Right.
You know, like, you get hot and go. You know, there's an interesting thing that happened. The Cowboys are the one team in the NFC that I guess you could call in contention, I guess, that home field doesn't really matter for them because the way they want to, you know, the way they want to play is how that overtime worked out. Hey, let's have an 8-minute drive and let's run it a bunch and things like that. Where I think the Rams need to be at home. You saw Goff struggle in the cold last night.
Very true.
I think the,
Saints
need to be at home.
Yep.
They need to be in their place. And God knows what the Bears need. I really don't know. So, like, I think it's an interesting thing the Cowboys have going for them that can maybe make them a sneaky title contender. And also, I'm really excited to see what happens because all Dak has to do is win one game, and then he's won as many playoff games as Romo. And I think that might stop all the
– right.
So I'm the big Dak defender in the Metroplex. So
okay.
People are coming at me.
Well,
so that's what I have to deal with.
We would prefer that not happen. But one last thing, KT, because maybe we have an agreement on this one thing with the Dallas fan. How'd you feel about the referees yesterday?
Yeah, it was pretty brutal. I mean, but you look at it, and we got penalized. I mean, Dallas got penalized a ton as well.
11 penalties, 111 yards, way more than the Eagles. But the first play, people in Philadelphia going nuts about the first play. That did appear to be a fumble recovery to you, didn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I don't understand. Like, what's the point of having instant replay if you're not going to get it right 100% of the time? Right,
perfect.
Like I'm almost to the point of get rid of the robots and the cameras. And let's just go human error.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if it's going to happen either way and you can't get it right, that's a problem. I also thought the Goddard play, man, his parents naming him Dallas. That is amazing.
wow.
I also thought that was kind of a bad call. I mean, that's something to me. That's a call that you don't make at that point in the game. And I thought it was inside that 5-yard window, and I know you can say that he pushed off, and that's why you get off at the pass interference. But I thought that was a bad call. But, you know, here's what people think in Dallas, by the way, just so you want to know. They still think that the NFL is out to get Jerry because of the Roger Goodell thing.
Oh, we don't think that here today. Believe me, KT, we don't think that in Philadelphia.
No.
Man, KT, Kevin Turner, the fan in Dallas. Kevin, it's always a pleasure talking to you. I hope you guys lose every game from now on.
Yeah, it's all right, guys. Just have a good cold drink and sleep it off. You'll be okay.
Kevin Turner, thanks, KT. And there's the Dallas perspective.
How amazing is that? They're killing Dak.
They're killing Dak.
Yeah.
Killing Dak. Dak, how many? Granted, he didn't do much in the first half, 6 points, and it required a 62-yard field goal. But Dak, in the second half, every time the Eagles answered, he answered back and forth. Back. That's what made it.
Yeah.
I guess no one said this yet today. I'm going to say it now.
Well,
it was a hell of a game.
It was a hell of a fourth quarter.
It was a very exciting fourth quarter in overtime.